and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. We're a few days into the new year now, into 2017, and many of you have set goals related to your current relationship status. Maybe you're single right now and you have a goal to date more people this year or to prepare yourself to be in a healthy long-term relationship. Or maybe you're married or engaged and you want to find ways to strengthen the romantic relationship that you already have. Whatever it may be, setting goals in this area of life is so important to prepare ourselves for an improved future with those that we love or with those that we have yet to meet. And one of the ways that we can do this, according to behavioral psychology professor at Duke University, Dan Ariely, is to improve our understanding of what longevity means in the terms of a marriage. And he says that many relationships are missing that perception, and it could be highly linked to the reason that they ultimately fail in the long run. And he is quoted as saying, "When you marry someone, you understand that there will be ups and downs. But if you have a relationship that does not have a long-term view, there is nothing to hold you together through life. When we have a long-term relationship, we trust the other person more and we invest more in their well-being, even if it's sacrificing or taking some risks ourselves." And reading that just reminded me so much of my experience when I was engaged to my husband. And a lot of my friends, after we got engaged, had asked me how I knew that he was the right one to marry and how I ultimately came to that decision and why I wanted to be with him forever. And the thought that kept coming to my mind, among many other reasons, is that he was the first person I had dated whom I wanted to sacrifice for. And that desire, even on its own, was powerful enough, and it told me that this relationship that I had was different than any other. And I knew that that was because I saw him as my spouse. And when we got engaged and we got married, I knew it wouldn't be a short-term thing that would just fade out after a few years or that we'd allow ourselves to grow apart after a few fights. But I knew that this was a relationship that was meant to last. And LDS leader Elder F. Burton Howard commented on that. And he said, "If you want something to last forever, you treat it differently. You shield it and protect it. You never abuse it. You don't expose it to the elements. You don't make it common or ordinary. If it ever becomes tarnished, you lovingly polish it until it gleams like new. It becomes special because you have made it so, and it grows more beautiful and precious as time goes by." Close quote. Our relationships, our marriages, can be just like that, but we have to see them and treat them as if they will last forever, because they can. And they will if we're righteous and protective of those relationships. And I hope you're able to keep these things in mind as you're reviewing or still thinking about the relationship goals that you'd like to set for this new year. And I definitely know that I will be. All right, we're going to close today with a quote from LDS leader Elder Devin G. Durant. He said, "Exercise your faith, discipline yourself, and do it." Really good words to start off the new year on. And a free, beautiful design of that quote is available for you to download and print on mormonchannel.org/blog. And there will actually be a new quote every day this year on that site that you can access and print or download for your own use, or, of course, to share with someone else who may need it. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.